Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you're having a good start to your work day or your school day. Halfway through the week, we're almost there. And you know who we built this city with? I can tell you. Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
That's right.
Good morning, Jonathan Cook. The owner is here with us this morning to talk a little bit about building the city of Pensacola and everywhere all around it, too, I imagine.
Yeah, so we have done our share in Pensacola and the surrounding area.
I figured as much. So tell us a little bit about your company in case someone doesn't know.
Who doesn't know?
I don't know. But, you know, we just want to make sure everybody's informed about your company, which has been around quite a few years now.
Yeah, so we have. So we actually started in 2005. And so we have Jonathan's Construction, which is a full remodeling business. So we do interior remodeling, such as like painting, flooring, sheetrock, cabinets, trim, you know, windows, doors, siding, decks. I could go on, but basically just a remodel to sum that up. And then we have Jonathan's Flooring that does, you know, full house installations, and we have a full retail flooring store to go along with that. So I just call it Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. But we started in 2005, been here 22 years.
Wow.
And we enjoy doing it.
Well, you've got a great team. You have so many people that are specialists in so many different areas. So if you've got a question, that's what this whole show is about. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Our expert is in the house. If you've got a question about flooring or maybe you're thinking about remodeling, just text it on in this morning at 850-437-1620. I know for myself, I knew nothing about flooring except, oh, that's a carpet. Oh, that's wood. That's about the extent of my knowledge. And since Jonathan's been on the show now, I'm feeling pretty smart lately because I know all about
starting to pick up some tips.
Yeah, well, I got the acronyms. See, if I start getting your acronyms, you're in trouble because we got right. The LVP and
I can make you a little list and then you can start selling jobs for us on the weekends.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Hey, we'll talk later.
I mean, hey, just sounding like you know what you're talking about is half of it.
Right, I'm there. Sure that's
if
true.
If people feel comfortable with you, that's half the job right there.
That's true. So we're into. Technically the fall because the kids are back to
this
school.
This is not fall,
but
man.
This is not
this
fall.
This is not fall, I promise you.
And you're
none
out
of my guys
heat.
Would agree with that.
How are you guys surviving in this heat?
It has been, you know, it's
Seriously.
Been really hot out there.
Gosh.
I mean, I like working in the heat, right? I mean, it's what keeps
this
me slim and trim and looking good.
Oh, well, maybe I need to come out and help
out
y'all.
Out there sweating.
Right?
But actually, you know, I was just telling somebody the other day that this last few weeks or month has been really hot.
Uh-huh.
But this summer has not felt as hot to me as it has in the past.
Really?
Maybe that's just me. I don't know because I'm used to being out in the heat. But the last few weeks, it's felt really hot.
Yeah.
But leading up to that, like June and July, did not seem to be as bad as it has been the years prior.
Well,
maybe
that's probably true. I mean, I always know August is going to be the one for us.
August definitely is, and even September into October, and even into November. I mean, we don't really start cooling off until like holiday season,
right?
Until
it snows in January.
Yes, exactly. Like January and February is cold months,
right?
And see, I don't work in any heat, right? I don't mind the heat.
Really?
No, I've been doing this so long that the heat just doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, yeah, I have days I'm like, man, I feel like I'm dying.
Gosh.
Need some water. But when it comes to the cold, that's a whole different story.
Right. Okay.
I don't work in anything below my age.
Oh.
If it's below my age, I don't work in it.
So the secret here is that you've got a little bit of a wimp in the cold there.
The cold, I don't work in it. My hands get frozen
Capital
up. I want
W.
to work inside.
Wow.
I mean, that's why I do remodeling. I do a lot of inside work.
Okay.
I'm not working outside anything below my age.
Yeah, everybody's got their Achilles heel. Okay.
Right. And every year that goes up one. Right.
Right.
As I get older, it's got to be a little bit warmer.
I understand.
That's why I live in Florida.
That's right. I understand. So if you just joined us, we're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Please text in a question or comment at 850-437-1620.
Yeah, we need something to talk about.
Absolutely. So with the heat and everything and the different projects that you're doing, are you seeing any as we're going into the fall, technically on the calendar. What are you seeing when you get out there in the heat and you're working with people? Does this affect people's, this is probably a dumb question, but does it affect flooring and people's front porch? I mean,
oh, no, absolutely. The weather definitely affects your flooring quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what part of town you live in, right? We have a lot of humidity, a lot of heat, like you said, even the cold affects it, which is why, depending on like the kind of house you're in, you know, or like if it's an empty house, we're put the flooring in there ahead of time so it can acclimate some. And also just depending on what kind of flooring you need. If you have like an off-grade house, you know, if you need to let the wood underneath breathe, because we have a lot of off-grade houses and that humidity gets under the house and builds. And then we need to put some sort of flooring over that wood. Like if you wanted to put a new flooring in, right? Something that will let the wood breathe so that, that humidity get out from under the house, and vice versa. If you have like a concrete slab, depending on what year your house was built, if you have a good moisture barrier under the slab, like all slabs start off with a moisture barrier, right? But over time that moisture barrier deteriorate and like just disintegrate basically. And so depending on like if you're closer to the water, like your water table is going to be higher, you can have more moisture seep through that slab. And we're always going to put a moisture barrier down anyways. But definitely if you're closer to the water, that's something you definitely want to be more you know, thoughtful of, is like, hey, it needs a good moisture barrier here. I've seen houses that have so much moisture seepage out of the slab that we've had to go in there and red guard the whole slab with like a waterproofing membrane. And then put a moisture barrier and then put the flooring on top to stop the moisture from seeping through.
What are the telltale signs? If I, let's say I buy a home and it's an older home and then I come in, how do you know when it is time to replace your flooring? Or how do you know that you're having moisture issues?
You know, I mean, obviously, like a lot of times if you have moisture issues, you're going to see those moisture issues show up, right? So you're going to know that, like if your flooring's disintegrating and falling apart, or if it's buckling up
obvious,
things like that.
Yeah,
the obvious stuff. And then past that, you know, most flooring gets replaced just by people wanting it replaced by just opinion, right? When you look at your floor and say, hey, I don't like the way it looks anymore. It's starting to look old and dingy and I want you know, a new floor, or maybe you just want a whole different look. I mean, every so often people are going to redo their houses, upgrade them, you know, try to stay up with more current trends, especially if you're wanting to think about like reselling it or making it a rental or anything like that. So a lot of it's cosmetic when it comes to flooring. There's some a definite need, right, that, hey, my flooring's ruined and I need new flooring. And there's a whole nother side that's like, hey, my flooring's not ruined, but I want to replace it for cosmetic reasons. And both of those are just as important as the other, right? Because if your flooring's ruined and you need a new one, then that's obviously very important. But it's also just as important, like, if you'd be happy in your house, right? So if your flooring just, you don't like the way it looks, I mean, that's a reason, right? It doesn't have to be bad. You can just say, hey, I don't like the way my floor looks, and I'll put a brand new one in.
Ready I'm for good a change, with that,
right? There's no shame in you on that. Like, we're tearing down and put a new one in.
All right, I've got a couple questions that are rolling in this morning. 850-437-1620. I want to get, let's see, want to get LVP, which is, I know what that is, luxury vinyl plank, in the first floor, but want better carpet in the bedrooms upstairs for a luxurious feel. How much should be spent on padding under the carpet versus the pile of carpet? That's an interesting question.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, so when you talk about putting carpet upstairs, like for a luxurious feel, there's also other reasons that go behind that, right? Like when you put carpet in the upstairs of a house, it does cut down on some of that noise and sound that travels to the downstairs. So sometimes it is more important to have a nicer carpet upstairs because not only is it going to be a nice carpet and a good feel on your feet, but it's also going to, the nicer and thicker the carpet, the more it's going to cut down on that sound barrier downstairs.
That's so true.
Like if you have kids and you hear them running around upstairs, that a nicer carpet's going to cut down on that foot traffic up there.
Maybe I'll buy my neighbor some carpet. My upstairs neighbor has wood floors for sure.
So it goes a little bit of both, right? So so you want a nice carpet, but you also want a decent pad. So when you step on carpet, every time you step on it, like the carpet flattens out, right? So you're stepping on, you're pushing that pile over, and the pad is what springs that carpet back up. So when you step on, it's kind of like a spring reaction. The pad springs the carpet back up. That's what keeps your carpet good for a long time to come. So you got 4 pound, 6 pound, 8 pound pad. Basically, those are the three sizes of pad you're going to have. We stock a 6 pound pad. We use it for pretty much everything because we get it cheaper than 4 pound because we buy so much of it. Now, with that being said, I have some customers say, hey, I want to get an 8 pound, and then we will just order 8 pound for you. But I think as long as you have a good 6 pound pad, then you can put the rest of the money into a nicer carpet. So I wouldn't cheap out and get like a 4 pound pad. I'd get like a 6 pound in the middle and then put the rest of the money into a nicer carpet. Now, if you just had extra money to spend, you could get an 8 pound pad and a nicer carpet, right? But a 6 pound pad and then probably a good 40 to 45 ounce carpet, somewhere around there. That's a pretty nice setup. And so most of your carpet's going to start like an 18 ounce, and that's going to be FHA approved. And then you're going to go to about a 70 ounce. Most builders are installing around a 25 ounce carpet to up to a 30 ounce, depending on the builder. If you get to a 40, 45 ounce, it's a pretty nice carpet. You don't really need a 70 ounce carpet.
Well, as you can tell, Jonathan is clearly an expert on this topic. So if you have a question for him, 850-437-1620. And one of the things that you do is you will come out and give a consultation. So why don't you talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you and do that, because that he's got a great eye for these things.
Right. And so people think that we just come out and give consultations just as part of our service to customers. And we do that. And it is part of our service. But we also do it for ourselves, right? Because we want to come out and look at what we're getting involved with before we agree to do it. We're happy to come look at it, because we also want to see what's going on, you know.
Right.
We get people come into our store and they're like, hey, I need 500 feet of flooring. How much is that? You know, we can give you a rough price, but then we're like, hey, we want to come out and look at it. And they're like, we just want to schedule it. I'm like, oh, but we still want to look at it, you know. Like, we believe you, but we just want to see it too, you know, make sure there's nothing missing that we need to, you know, bring up to you. So we do free consultations and free estimates. It's beneficial to us, obviously. It's beneficial to you. It doesn't cost you anything. And we do those Tuesdays and Thursdays. We line item all of our estimates out, so everything's going to be broken down. So you have a pad cost, carpet cost, install cost, and that's for all services, right? But Tuesday and Thursday, and you can just call our office, 850-332-5905, and schedule anytime.
Okay. We got another question rolling in this morning. The question is, how important is acclimating your flooring prior to install? I never thought about that.
Right. So this is a difficult question, because if you go Google this online, they're going to say all flooring basically has to be acclimated, right? And truthfully, it is good to acclimate the flooring.
Okay. So can you back up a little bit for me? Because when you say acclimate the flooring, what is that? Is it a process?
So basically, what happens when we acclimate the flooring, we put the flooring in the house ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Because depending on the weather, the temperature, the flooring will either expand or contract.
Oh, right? I see. Okay.
So it might shrink up. It might get bigger. Basically, when you lay flooring outside in the sun, it's going to expand. Mm-hmm. It's going to get bigger. And then when you put in the AC and it gets cold, it's going to shrink.
Okay.
Right? So the factories say all flooring has to be acclimated for the most part, unless it's carpet. Like basically all your wood, your vinyl plank, your laminate, all has to be acclimated. Okay. My theory on this, I'm not so worried about like snap and lock vinyl plank being acclimated like it used to be back in like the early 90s, early 2000s, because most of your plank flooring was a laminate. So it was a wood-based product. So it really grows and shrinks quite a bit. Your vinyl plank might expand a little bit and shrink a little bit if it's a snap and lock product, but it's not going to like grow a lot. It's not going to shrink a lot. It's going to be very minor.
It's not the same as wood.
It's not the same as wood, right? Most of your vinyl plank is an SPC, so it's a stone-based core. Mm-hmm. So that stone's not really like expanding and contracting like wood used to. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have any sort of hardwood flooring, then I think that's very important to acclimate. That has to acclimate for about 48 hours. Any sort of laminate flooring, that needs to acclimate for about 48 hours. If you have any sort of glue down flooring, then we acclimate that for at least 48 hours.
Okay.
Because see, when you put a glue down floor, it just butts together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it shrinks at all, then you just get a gap in the flooring.
Now, is that true for tile as well?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never had a problem with tile acclimating and shrinking. Because again, it's stone, most of our vinyl plank, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not really shrinking. Now, when you have a click lock vinyl plank flooring, by factory, it says it has to acclimate because it will shrink slightly, right?
Mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, it's all locked together, right? So it snaps and it locks together. And when it does shrink, it shrinks as a whole. So it's not really like you're not going to get a gap between boards because all the boards are locked together. So in my theory, like if we have a small area, I'm not so concerned with it acclimating if it's a click lock flooring. Other people might disagree with that, but like if we're doing a bedroom, a kitchen, a living room, I'm not very concerned with that acclimating. Now, if it's a glue down vinyl plank, I want to acclimate it. If it's a wood, I want to acclimate it. If it's a click lock vinyl plank and I have time to acclimate it, we'll put it in there and let it acclimate. But if it's a good click lock product, you're not really going to have a problem with it.
Okay.
Just all your wood, all your glue down,
okay.
In my opinion.
Great question. If you've got a question for Jonathan, clearly he's the expert at 850-437-1620. Got another one, Jonathan, this morning. Thinking of redoing one of our bathrooms to adapt for my senior mom. Okay. She's near 80 and mobility is a problem. Any suggestions? Also, I'm leery of tile and bathroom for her. Any suggestions regarding that? And I'm probably worried about slipping and falling.
So we've done a lot of ADU bathroom conversions. Now, sometimes you have room in your bathroom to do a full ADU conversion.
And when
sometimes
you say ADU?
So just handicap accessible, right? Okay. So what we're looking for is room to like get a wheelchair in, a walker in and out, you know, easy, accessible, you know, things like that. The reality is most bathrooms and like these homes that are built, not I won't even say newer homes, but just homes in general, don't have that like turn radius for a wheelchair in them.
Not much space,
There's not much space, right? So there's a lot of things you can do if you have to stay within that square footage that will make it more handicap accessible and easier for her to use, but it's not going to be a true ADU bathroom because you're not going to have that space regardless, right? Mm-hmm. So like you can replace the shower and do like a curbless shower, get rid of the curb altogether. We can lower the slab in the bathroom. So that's one good thing. You can replace the bathroom door to make the door a 36-inch door so it's at least easy to get in and out of with
a
wheelchair,
right?
That's
a good idea.
The vanity, we can get ADU vanities for a wheelchair to fit under.
Mm-hmm.
Pull-up bars. So it's
those are big.
Very
those
big
very
around
helpful,
the showers.
Especially in the toilet
And the toilet, right? Yep. Even just getting in and out of the bathroom. Sometimes people want them there. Like, because sometimes people will stand up and go into the bathroom, so they're wanting by the bathroom door, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, the toilet, making sure the toilet is handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And also all of your towel bars, all your toilet paper holders, all that need to be blocked in the wall. So put 2x4s in the wall and mount them to that because you will be surprised at how many people will, you know, go to stand up and miss a grab bar and grab a
towel bar.
Like a towel bar.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That happens
and if it's
a lot.
Just in the sheetrock, it's coming right off the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. Good point.
So things like that,
okay.
You know, that you can do without having the space. Now, if you have the space, you can do a full ADU bathroom.
Wow. Okay, great question. If you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. And one of the things I wanted to mention, because you were talking about vinyl plank and tile and all these different things, you do have a showroom.
Right,
so mention and talk about the showroom and what the hours are and what's available for folks if they want to come out and take a look.
Oh, and that was the other thing I was going to say about the tile. You know, tile is a great option in bathrooms.
And true.
So we have a lot of tile that has texture on it in our showroom you can pick from
that's
more textured.
Less slippable.
Less slippable.
This is not the right phrase.
But also they have a non-slip. They have a non-slip resin that you can add to the tile.
Oh.
So you paint it on after you put the tile down.
Oh.
And it will definitely make the tile more gritty so that you don't slip on it.
Yeah.
So you can do a non-slip on your tile after any tile that's installed. You can put that right on top of it.
What?
You do have to add it every so many years. You probably need to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're worried about slipping on the tile and you find a tile you love, but it's, you know, more slippery, you can add a non-slip resin.
That's good
to
know because quite frankly, it's not just seniors that slip on tiles. So.
I mean, especially people put it like in the sunroom or in the foyer, and coming in from the rain, it's very easy to slip on it.
Yes, that's very true. Especially probably the beach houses.
You know, most restaurants we do that. Like if there's any sort of tile in the foyer, when we do it like in a restaurant, we will put non-slip on there. Coming in the foyer because people, especially running from the parking lot out of the rain,
of
last
course.
Thing you want is a customer sliding through the doors.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I didn't even realize that. Okay, so talking about your showroom,
right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We do have a showroom.
I like to put my hands on it and see it and hold up the colors and all that kind of stuff.
See, all those things that you think of as a customer are also just as beneficial to us.
Mm.
Like, we want people to come in and see it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the last thing we want somebody to do is order something, get it in their house, it looks completely different.
Right.
Because based off your wall color, your trim color, your cabinet,
the light,
just your furniture, right, is going to make that floor look like a different color. So we always tell people, come by the showroom. We're located on Palafox. We're very centrally located. So right there at Palafox and 9 Mile. You can get to us easy from Pace. You can get to us from Cantonment. You can come from downtown right at Palafox and get to us. If you're, you know, out somewhere further, you can take the interstate to Highway 29 and get to us pretty easy. So that's why we picked that location. And we got 6,000 square feet of samples. So we got tile, wood, plank, carpet. We have paint colors there, so you can try to manage paint colors, cabinet selections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't actually have any cabinets, but we have cabinet doors. So
right.
You can just lay the doors out. Just kind of get an idea. Like, if you have a white cabinet, you can lay a white cabinet door out and try to match it with your flooring. You can check any of the samples out. Take them home. It's free. And then we'll come to an estimate. We'll pick the samples up for you and take them back to the store.
Oh, that's great. Okay, here's an interesting question, because now we've been talking about slipping and falling.
Okay.
Do you have any recommendations or safety tips for throw rugs?
So anytime you put a throw rug down, if it's like on a tile surface, right, then you have a pad you can put under it, like a non-slip pad that will stop the throw rug from moving around.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And that's always great to put down, right? You do have to be careful, like if you have a real hardwood floor. Mm-hmm. I've seen it discolor the floor over a long period of
time.
Especially if it gets wet or any sort of moisture under and it sits there. Like if you clean the throw rug, right?
Uh-huh.
You need to put the throw rug outside, let it dry thoroughly.
I never would have thought of that.
Because it will hold that moisture on your wood and discolor it.
That's a great, I never would have thought of that.
Right. But just make sure you take your throw rugs outside, clean them, let them dry really well, put them back in. But definitely get that non-slip pad to put under it, and it will stop the throw rug from moving around.
Okay, that's great. Okay, great tip. Great questions coming in. Just a couple minutes left. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Our expert is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. A few minutes left, Jonathan. Anything you want to mention as we were discussing heat and falling down?
Right.
Very
yeah.
upbeat topics.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we're not quite in fall yet, but when we get closer to fall, if any of those outside projects, it's mm-hmm. always a great time to do them in fall. But, you know, it's kind of the problem with fall is fall comes, right, and it's the best time to do outside projects.
Right.
But we see everybody want to do those inside projects before the holidays. So they're like, oh, the weather is nice and it's good to work outside, but I really want to get, like, my house repainted, you know, mm-hmm. especially if you're going to do anything to the kitchen. I mean, it's got to be before November 1st, right?
Correct.
Because you're going to have Thanksgiving, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's, and you're not going to want your kitchen to work apart. So while it's, you know, nice weather to work outside, we find that most people want to do those inside projects, and they're going to push those outside to the springtime.
Okay, very good. Well, we've got a lot of heat. You said you liked being out in the heat. Well, you're going to get your wish, my friend, because it is hot. It is very hot. I think it's amazing what you do because you've done so much in this community and worked on so many different. The thing that fascinates about what you do is that when you think of Pensacola and I think of people that live up in Cantonment and the more rural areas, and then you have people on the beach, then you have the historic homes in downtown, and you've worked with all of it.
We have a very diverse area of houses. Especially.
I mean, really, it's not all one trend
but we have
style.
A very diverse area of people as well.
Well, that's true.
So, like,
Good point.
We have a lot of diverse houses. We have a lot of diverse people as well.
What's the most unusual request you've ever gotten from a customer?
We've gone,
really? That's what you want?
Yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to put nobody out there. Because if it's too unusual.
They might be listening.
Yeah, if it's too unusual, somebody's going to be like, that was my house. You know?
But they'd be proud of their uniqueness, so
that's
to speak.
That's true. But sometimes that does happen.
Sometimes
people will ask me for things, and I will be like, I don't know how that's going to look. Mm-hmm. And then it will surprise me, and it will look great. And then other times I'm like, yeah, that's exactly how I thought that was going to look.
that's got to be hard.
I mean, not if they like it.
Well,
if
sure.
they like it, then it's not hard at all. Then I'm like, okay, good.
Happy customer.
Yeah, happy you're happy.
Okay, there you go. So. What's the timeline if someone reaches out to you when we're talking about having that inspection and how long does it take to get a project started?
Right, so it really does depend on the project. I'm sure a lot of people say that. It's kind of a cop-out, but it really does. Because, like, if you want to remodel your whole house,
mm-hmm.
There might be a lot of front work that goes into that, like getting it lined up. If you just want to replace your flooring, you know, that's a whole different story, right? Or you have a service call. I do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday, and I did an estimate yesterday for a guy that just needed his floor patched in the living room, and I told him, I was like, we can probably put it in next week.
Oh, that's great.
Not a problem, right?
Because mm-hmm.
it's going to be a one-day job.
Right.
So that really does depend on that, you know, but if you have to wait 3 or 4 weeks to get somebody to start on a larger project, I'd say that's extremely reasonable. Vice versa, if you have something small or you just want to put floors in, you probably got a 2-week waiting list, right? So somewhere around there.
Okay, we've got a last minute question. Are you having any supply issues?
Yeah.
And we've been hearing that across some of our other guests in Pep Talk.
You know, we got great suppliers. I mean, we've had a couple times that they're like, hey, you know, we're out of stock and it's going to be a week to get it back in. But in general, we haven't had, like, any major setbacks, right?
Well, you've told me before you have primarily U.S. suppliers, correct?
No, we do have some U.S. suppliers, but mm-hmm. no, we get a lot from overseas as well.
Oh, okay.
So we sell both. Like, we do have a supplier in the U.S., yes, but mm-hmm. but we also do get a lot from overseas. But any supply issues we've had have usually been, like, a week or two out. We haven't had, like this product's out of stock for 2 months.
Right. Yeah,
we haven't had that problem.
That's good. All right, we've been talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Jonathan, let's get our listeners all your info so they can reach out and make that first appointment.
Sounds good. So you can give us a call. That's the easiest way, 850-332-5905. Or you can stop by our showroom, 9320 North Powell Fox Street, or look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. or jonathansflooring.com.
There you go. Jonathansflooring.com. Thank you, Jonathan. It's always fun to have you on this on Pep Talk.
Thank you.